Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Today we welcome back the Philadelphia-based Dr. Dog to the cafe. They've just released their seventh album overall called Be the Void. We'll talk with the main songwriter Scott McMicken and Toby Lehman in just a bit. But first, onto the stage of World Cafe Live and a performance of How Long Must I Wait from the new album. Thank you.
hieroglyphs and to the dome eclipse. I'm a self-made man with my own bare hands. Oh, the haunted ghost, what a day for the man with hammer in his hand to ring the bell and send me back to hell. And soda cans. Well, I am the ancient warrior man, and I am from the ancient warrior clan. I invented the computer man, all the caps and soda cans. Yeah.
Midst of listening to Dr. Dog do what they do best, playing the music from the new album Be the Void live here in the World Cafe. And we're just going to take a little break and get a chance to talk with Toby and Scott and find out a little bit about making Be the Void. I'm so in love with this record. You guys kind of nailed it. I've heard you talk about it feeling a little stripped down, but man, there's plenty going on. how would you characterize how things is it a reaction to Shame in any way?
I would definitely say the process was sort of a reaction to Shame. The musically, I really don't think that's necessarily the case. I know when we initially started talking about making the record, we wanted to make it a little more upbeat. I think probably what you're thinking when we say stripped down, or what we're thinking when we say stripped down, is that everything that is on tape can be played live for the six dudes in the band, and that's new to us.
Well, what was the situation with Shame? You went away to do that one, right?
Yeah, we went up to East Hurley or West Hurley, right outside of Woodstock. This great studio, but it just didn't happen the way I think everybody had anticipated.
And so you kind of feel like being at home works a lot better.
Definitely, yeah. No, it's just, you know, we're gone all the time touring, and then to be gone to make while you're making a record, too, is we didn't realize how sort of detrimental that would be. Mm-hmm. And then also there's complications, too, within the band, within the working with a producer and an engineer and all that kind of stuff. It's just sort of a total
Well, this one sounds like it was made the way you guys always made records in the past. Have you gotten better at it? Have you what's changed? I mean, a couple new members. I'm wondering what that means.
Yeah, that's been a big change. That's probably the most important aspect to the band right now, as it pertains to this new album and what this new album was like and what it was like to make it. Was our two new members, Dimitri and Eric. They've brought like a whole lot of new confidence to the band and a quickness that we can work with that made, I'd say, the main difference between kind of the concept and built into recording this album was just moving really fast and not overworking things.
So did these songs come up while you were recording? Because there's such a bunch. I mean, a dozen on here, but how many did you end up recording?
We recorded around 25 or 26.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there were about 35 or 40 available. We thought about maybe a double album because it seemed appropriate just insofar as this whole record and this whole process being about just, this is what we are, this is what we do, and this is what we did. And it's just kind of like, conceptually, you just want to say, like, this is what happened in this period of time. But, you know, the double album is kind of a sticky wicket, you know. Nobody really wanted to commit to putting out a double record, so we just cut a lot out of it. And most of the songs that are on it were written very near the recording process itself. Most of them before we started recording, but a couple of them during.
I have a weird thing to say. I used to be able really easily to tell your guys writing apart, and I can't do it quite so much on this one. And I think that's really kind of interesting. How has your writing been changing, the two of you? Do you think you influence each other?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by Scott all the time. I mean, well, I think our writing it's sort of always been that way. And whenever I see him going in a particular, I'm only speaking for myself, but whenever I see him going in a particular direction that I'm into or that I'm just curious about, I'm like, oh, he's starting to do that. How do you do that? I wonder what that even is. Like, and then you try to do it and it, you know, it might not work for you. It might not be what you feel comfortable doing, but it's always kind of interesting when you see somebody that you're working with all the time doing something different, doing something you wouldn't do, and then trying to understand why you would do that.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say the same goes for me. I think definitely Toby is the most influential songwriter in my life, for sure.
When you're producing yourselves, when do you feel like something is done? Because you could kind of go on.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. The earlier you get done something, usually the better you know it is.
Interesting.
Because if you feel like you have to keep doing more, there's just something wrong with it.
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of the times I feel like the songs that don't make the record are the ones we spent the most time on, because it's like, well, there's just something wrong. Mm. You don't know what it is.
Well, I heard the title, Be the Void, was a song that you didn't make the cut?
Yeah, it didn't really get finished. And it was going strong. We had the basic kind of live tracks for it.
It's an awesome song.
And I think everybody was really excited about it. But it was kind of polarizing because we had this question. It's a song that it became kind of cool to think about it being not on the album. And then at one point releasing it, because it in a way explains what this term means and to us. This term, Be the Void, which is kind of very ambiguous. And
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people, just straight up, either it's very dark to them or it's a very uplifting, enlightened kind of sentiment or whatever, and it can traverse all these different kinds of feelings for people. And this song, in a way, explains it, and it's kind of cool to think that, you know, sit with it for a while, and then you'll find out eventually, for those who pay attention or care about the,
right,
like the world of Dr. Dog, then at one point we will put this song out. But it was really controversial because it is such a strange song. It was really structured around this lyric and building up this idea to this final payoff, which is become the one, become the all, become the big, become the small, become complete, become destroyed, become nothing, be the void. And the whole thing builds up to this. And so musically, it was structured around all the changes were just subtly shifting around lyrics. And so it made for a really odd composition. Like, it wasn't really your verse, chorus type of tune. But then we realized if we take that big payoff moment at the end and put it 60 seconds in and a minute 20 in, put these choruses where choruses belong, it actually turns into like this massive, like, radio hook kind of tune. But then, you know, then it was really polarizing in the band because some people thought, well, yeah, it works great to rearrange it to make it a pop song like that, but something is lost.
Yeah, you're moving away from the original meaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. Congratulations on this. I think it's going to... I'm looking forward to listening to this album in the summertime.
Yeah, I think it's definitely that kind of record.
So it should be good for more than a couple seasons.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Let's get back to the stage at World Cafe Live and more with our session from Dr. Dog. Tell you what, let's go back and hear a version of that old Black Hole.
All right.
But I'm constantly ready and I don't
That's called Lonesome, another one of the new ones from Dr. Dog's Be the Void. Thanks to the band for playing live, and thanks to Scott and Toby for talking with us. Dr. Dog, our guest today here on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.